Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to take up the cross and follow you. Amen. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote that the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of life, and is itself set on fire by hell. What does this mean? It means that when you hear somebody speak words that are cruel, that are hateful, you can be sure that their tongue has been set on fire by hell. And folks, it could happen to any of us. There but for the grace of God go I. Think about these beautiful mountains to our north. Would it make any sense to say that one mountain was good and righteous, so it was not burned, but the other mountain had committed a sin, so God punished one mountain with a fire? No, that wouldn't make sense. Are there good trees that survived the fire and bad trees that burned because they were sinful? In the same way, God is not punishing you when something bad happens to you, even if our tongue catches fire. To those who have suffered because of these fires, I am sorry. What do you need? What can we do for you? We don't deserve this fire, but we are responsible for each other. It's the same thing that's true about global warming. The Earth, of course, goes through cycles of ice ages and hot ages. And the Earth right now seems to be getting hotter. I've noticed something curious. On the right, I hear people saying that we are in the end times, that judgment is near, that we better repent from our sins and our self-indulgent and carnal ways. Otherwise, we should fear the judgment and the wrath of God coming. And then I hear on the left voices saying also that we are entering a time of judgment, that we need to repent from the sins of fossil fuels, capitalism, and racism. Otherwise, we will face a harsh judgment and the planet will fall into eternal damnation. Do you notice how these two things actually sound incredibly similar, just using different language? Maybe they're both not wrong. Let me speak to you from neither the left nor the right. Let me speak to you from the bottom, from the underside, and say that we don't deserve this fire, this heat. We don't deserve, but it doesn't really matter, because whether we deserve it or not, we have to be responsible. We have to be responsible for the heat, the fire. We have to be responsible for the mountains and the forests and for our future. One way or the other, we have got to figure it out. What is responsibility after all? It's just the ability to respond. Responsibility. Faith is responsibility. And let me say that we give thanks for first responders who have risked their lives to save life. Thank you, and God bless you. You are following the path of Jesus when you put your own life on the line to save others. You are taking up the cross of Jesus, and you are being a blessing to the world with eternal life. God bless you. We pray that each first responder is able to come home safe. What can we do to help? I grew up in northern Arizona, and we had wildfires there too. And one time a wildfire came very near to our house in Sedona. It burned on the other side of the creek, Oak Creek, and it spread fast. And on the other side of the creek from where we lived was a huge open field. The grass was dry, and it burned fast and hot and spread incredibly fast, burning up trees. It came right up to the creek. Had the creek not been there, surely our house would have been wiped out. My father was a volunteer firefighter for the Sedona Fire Department, and he responded along with his colleagues. At that time, mostly a 100% volunteer fire department. And they volunteered to go put themselves in harm's way to protect life and property. He took responsibility when that fire happened. My mom took responsibility too. When we saw that the area next to the creek wasn't high in flames, but the flames had died out and it was safe, she filled up, made a huge jug of lemonade, and sent me across the creek to go share it with the firefighters. And I did. and I passed out cups of lemonade, and there was just a little bit left in the jug that my mom had prepared, and I noticed that one of the old frontier houses that was across the creek from us, I mean, they were burned, they were destroyed, and there was just some embers left burning there, and the firefighters had moved on, and so I poured just a little bit of lemonade on that little bit of fire. A very small act, but in my own way, as a young man, trying to take responsibility. Jesus said we should take up our cross and follow him. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake or the sake of the gospel will save it. God is with us. God is living on these mountains. God feels the pain when the fire burns. Each animal, insect, plant, human, God feels what we feel. Who of us looked at the burning mountains this past Tuesday and thought, how can something so terrible look so beautiful? Did you see it on Tuesday night? As the sun set and the giant plume of smoke mushroomed above the mountain, and above the mushroom cloud there was a thunderhead of pure white cloud that built on top of it, and the sun rays came in from the west and illuminated everything as the plumes of smoke blossomed, and you could see the orange flames flickering in the canyon. It was a rainbow of colors. Every single color imaginable was there above the mountain. Not a beautiful rainbow, but it's like someone took a rainbow, smashed it together, and it exploded. All of the colors, but disjointed and stirring fear in us. And on top of all that, the forest and the mountains need fire. Pine seeds explode out of pine cones when there's a fire. Same with redwoods, same with sequoias. Our ecosystem depends on fire. It's a part of the cycle of life. Without a fire, new trees can't grow. In this terrible devastation, fire is born not one or two, but thousands of new trees and shrubs. New animals will be born. New cabins will be built. God will always give us better than we deserve. Things are going to get better. New forests will grow. There will be peace. There will still be fires. But we will one day be able to stand in the fire and not get burned. And if we get burned, we will be refined and made stronger. And if we should get weak and die like Jesus on the cross, he will be with us, and in 3 days we will rise with Christ. Christ will be with us in heaven forever, and all people will get to know him and love him. There will be no hell. Hell will be nothing more than a taste bud on our tongue. It will light our tongue on fire, but we will extinguish it with sacred water. And if all the water should be gone, then our souls will burn with God's fire and love in heaven forever. There will be a new heaven, and there will be a new earth. We will be made new. All will be well. All things will be well. All manner of things will be well. Amen. Please stand.